This is New England Public Radio News. Massachusetts regulators are now preparing the state for retail sales of marijuana. Governor Charlie Baker last week signed into law a bill making changes to the voter-approved measure legalizing marijuana for recreational use. To figure out what's ahead for Massachusetts, the Berkshire Eagles' Larry Parnas headed to Colorado, which went through all of this a few years ago. New England Public Radio's Kari Injiri talked to Larry last week and asked him who's making money off the industry in Colorado.
Well, the state is profiting big time. Since this all began, the state of Colorado has taken in $506 million since January 2014. Started out a little bit small. I think it was $76 million the first year, but last year it was $200 million. Otherwise, it's cities and towns that apply excise taxes. And then for the industry itself, it's a really a kind of a rough and tumble business because of the high profit margin here. A lot of new entrants, a lot of people who are getting in with experience, but others who just try to get in and see what they can do and as a grower. There's a lot of barriers to entry, but they're not insurmountable. And what I found is a very dynamic business market where a lot of people are chasing some pretty big money dreams.
You mentioned the tax. What is the tax rate in Colorado?
It's incredibly complicated. After I got back, I printed out some documentation on this. There's local option taxes. There's a set sales tax. It's going to come in kind of around the 20-plus range in terms of total taxation, and that's all split up by what the state's share is, local shares. So it's significant, and I think Colorado just recently raised the amount of tax, and they're still kind of looking for that spot that that doesn't raise the price so much that it encourages gray or black market sales or transactions. So, that was one of the issues here in Massachusetts.
That tax rate you mentioned is roughly equivalent to the rate here in Massachusetts.
I believe it is, Gary, yeah. And I've looked at the national numbers on that. What the House had originally proposed would have put Massachusetts at the high end of tax rates. And I think it's much more now toward the middle.
The bill would make it easier for some communities to ban pot sales within their city limits. I know that some Colorado towns have done that. You went to Colorado Springs, but it didn't work out exactly as the city expected, right?
No, it hasn't. It's really interesting. What happened in Colorado Springs is the city itself said no to recreational. But a home rule city right on the edge of the old part of Colorado Springs up at the edge of the mountains in El Paso County said yes. They allowed two recreational stores. For all purposes, it's in Colorado Springs. It's just another mile up a busy boulevard at the edge of old Colorado City. And these two stores there are going like gangbusters. Crowded parking lots, very happy store managers, and the city of Manitou Springs was able to use some of these tax proceeds to match FEMA grants to do some flood control work, which was an urgent priority after some wildfires. Meantime, Colorado Springs is not getting any of that tax money.
Legislative leaders here said the compromise bill sort of keeps on track a July 2018 date to begin retail sales. Given your conversations with the Colorado officials, is that timetable realistic?
Kari, it does not seem to be realistic. It would require that they begin to put young plants in these inert growing mediums by December. So between now and December, that means you think about what has to happen there in terms of the formation of the Cannabis Control Commission, figuring out who can sell it and where, dealing with all the local zoning issues on that, and then, finding capital, obtaining property, building facilities, ordering parts and lights, training staff. That's a lengthy process, and it's something that people have already experienced on the medical growing side in Massachusetts. It seems quite unlikely that that July 1 retail sales debut can hold.
Anything that really surprised you, that stuck out for you?
I guess in a way, the mix of people who seem to be consumers here. A lot of the retail stores are drawing people of all ages. There's still quite a bit of cannabis tourism in Colorado, and I was told quite emphatically that Massachusetts ought to get ready for some serious influx from around New England once sales do begin in Massachusetts. All the surrounding states would not be selling it yet. So, get ready. Be prepared for an onslaught. I had several people in the business tell me that.
Larry Parnas is the investigations editor for the Berkshire Eagle. Larry, thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Curry.
And you can read all the articles from Larry's series, The Cannabis Road. We've got links at npr.net.